Correct. And the problem is originating from the decayed and substandard pipe network that is in and around Fulcarra and indeed the wider Clonhilly area. On Sunday last of the bank holiday weekend, one of the busiest weekends in the hospitality sector in Donegal and indeed anywhere along the Wild Atlantic Way, pipes burst at 4, 5 or 6 o'clock in the afternoon, causing massive water outages to Fulcarra and surrounding areas, but particularly to Fulcarra Main Street, where a number of businesses have newly started, newly opened there, and it meant that some businesses had to close on Sunday evening. Now, for the part of the local water service, they did go out on Sunday evening, and they were still working there at 10 o'clock trying to switch valves around so as water would be available. But it's totally unfair on the water service workers in the area that they have to do that. And what they're effectively doing is camouflaging the substandard funding mechanisms which Irish Water have for that area, because they're not funding enough pipe replacement, they're not doing enough work on the ground, and they're not ensuring that the customers that they're there to represent through the statute are being properly served. There are two massive problems in Fulcarra. One is the N56, where between Fulcarra and Gorda Hawk is continually and constantly bursting. Money has been secured for that since 2015, but as of yet, Irish Water have not come out and replaced the pipe network. There are other problems in townlands to the south of Fulcarra, such as Rocktown, Dunmore, indeed Ballybowes and parts of Ballynass, and they are affecting, when there is bursts in that area, they are affecting Fulcarra Main Street and surrounding areas. And Irish Water need to step up to the plate here again, and they need to start funding the decaying pipe network that is negatively impacting on West Donegal, and particularly the Fulcarra area. I have asked at our recent council meeting that Irish Water be contacted forthwith by council officials, and that an emergency meeting be set up between the councillors of the Glenties Municipal District and Irish Water to try to get to the bottom of this and to try to get confirmation from Irish Water that they will fund a pipe replacement scheme in and around Fulcarra, which will mean that the substandard service that they're providing and the bursts that are continuously happening will be no more, and that funding will be forthcoming to ensure that pipe replacement is and will take place in and around Fulcarra.
But more often than enough, local representatives from other municipal districts call on the utility to attend municipal meetings and they don't show up. But this emergency meeting would be a different approach, you're saying?
Well, it wouldn't, because essentially Irish Water will not come out and meet the public representatives in their own municipal district. I don't expect them to do so in this case either. So what we have agreed to do is that we will go to Lifford a morning that they have clinics. They have about 4 or 5 clinics per year where they meet with elected representatives, including councillors. And we have asked that they schedule an emergency meeting solely with the representatives of the Glenties Municipal District and solely in regards to pipe replacement schemes the morning of a council meeting during one of their clinics. If they're not going to come to us, it's up to us to go to them. We have that obligation as councillors. We shouldn't be found wanting, although Irish Water are being found wanting, and it is our job as the representatives who represent this area to ensure that Irish Water are brought to task. And if that means going to them, we will certainly do that. I have made contact with numerous officials within Irish Water. I've told them of the massive problems that are here. But the funny thing about this is there is funding in place to replace some of the pipe network, funding that I would have fought very hard to get initially. But as of yet, that funding has not been released or spent. Pipe replacement has not been done. And quite frankly, Irish Water are dragging their heels in this, and it's simply not good enough. If it was in a more populated area, or maybe in different parts of the county, the money would have been spent. But because it's West Donegal, again, we see a national utility dragging their heels in this issue, and that cannot be let happen. And I will be certainly instructing them to start work as soon as is practically possible to ensure that we get the same service in this side of the county as would be expected in the rest of the country.